Australian economist Steve Keane from the University of Western Sydney was warning about dangerous debt levels long before the US credit crisis hit. Now he says the only way that the United States can avoid an economic downturn that could last for decades is to take radical action similar to that taken after the Great Depression. Professor Keane says that the US Federal Reserve's strategy of slashing interest rates won't work this time because debt levels are too high.
There simply has to be a ceiling at some point where the debt burden, no matter how low you drive interest rates, is so strong that people will not consider borrowing again. And when that downturn occurs, there's no engine for the Federal Reserve to restart.
So where does that leave Ben Bernanke, the Federal Chairman? I mean, he's put in place the most severe series of cuts in decades, 3% since September. What options does he now have?
Well, I think he's going to have to put some of his academic experience and academic learning into action now, because he got his reputation to some extent by modelling what happened during the Great Depression and talking about potential causes.
You see a real parallel here with the Great Depression?
I see a strong parallel in terms of the level of debt, the reason being that back in debt was really what drove the Great Depression, and we're now talking about a level of debt that is 60% above the worst that debt got to be during the Great Depression itself. And I think Bernanke is going to find he has to become Solomon to cope with all that.
Well, what options does he have?
Well, I don't think the options he expects to work will work. His academic papers imply that he thinks, and this is almost a direct quote, if we do, all else fails and we do get into a deflation, we can always rely upon the logic of the printing press to cause inflation once more. In other words, saying he believes that if you get into a serious crisis, what you do is you drastically increase the government-funded money supply, largely by buying some of this totally shonky debt that the private sector in America has put out in the last 10 years. That was tried by Japan. Japan has been in a depression now for 15 years, so I don't believe the mechanism Bernanke is going to rely upon will actually work.
And anyway, wouldn't that mechanism push up inflation at a time when it's already on the rise in the US?
Well, this inflation in America is actually, domestically grown inflation is actually quite low. Most of their inflation is being imported in a similar sense as some of ours is being imported by rising oil prices and increasing costs of food and resources and so on. And that's beyond their control anyway. But to a large degree, and Bernanke is making this judgment already, and it's a very strong contrast to our own Reserve Bank, that even if inflation is rising, the rising level of inflation is nothing in terms of an economic symptom compared to the level of financial instability, which in itself has been driven by debt levels. So they're saying forget inflation, what matters now is financial stability.
What's your view? Is the United States already in recession?
I'm sure it's in recession right now. It's a question of how deep it goes down, and I expect an extremely deep recession, and I'm noticing that quite a few commentators are now coming around to that view. They also expect a severe recession to occur in America, and we have similar forces afoot in Australia. We are benefiting from the highest terms of trade in our history at the moment. We're simultaneously running an enormous current account deficit, which is really a crazy combination. So we're very heavily reliant upon those prices remaining at unprecedented levels, and they will fall if there, I think there'll have to be a fall in those prices if America goes into recession and then feeds through to China's demand for our resources and so on. That'll be very problematic for our currency and for our economy.
When will that hit, do you think?
It's got to be in the next 2 years. Timing this any more accurately than that is simply impossible, because the whole timing depends upon when we turn around from accepting more debt to trying to pay our debt levels down.
Now, this week we've seen the collapse of one of the institutions on Wall Street, the Bear Stearns Bank. What about the fragility of the big banks in the US? Do you expect others to fail this week? And how should the Fed respond? Should they be bailed out or allowed to collapse?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say this week, but certainly this year I expect to see quite a few more failures of that nature. And bailing them out, this is going to become inevitable to some extent for the American economy, because when these institutions fail and stop lending to each other, then credit simply evaporates for the entire society. So they're trying to prevent that. I think they're going to be forced into buying some of this shonky debt that's been issued by the private sector and basically monetizing that debt by putting in government money, which is the backing of the state. But that won't cure the problems of the borrowers. The real danger here is that even if you bail out the financial system, you're not directly bailing out the people who are still in debt to that financial system. The crazy thing is they have to somehow cause inflation. Domestically caused inflation to reduce the debt burden is about the only way out. And this is ultimately, Bernanke himself concluded this when he was talking about Japan. So I think he's got an ineffective weapon in his hands. The one thing they could do, and this sounds quite heretical, and in some ways it is, the one way you can actually cause inflation is by putting up the costs of firms. And one of the ways that can be done is by wage inflation. But of course, in a slump like this, wages go in the opposite direction and actually compound the problem.
How likely is it, do you think, that he might adopt that strategy?
Less than zero probability.
So, Steve Keen, do you see America getting out of this problem in the near future?
No, I think they're going to be in the same situation that Japan was after its bubble economy burst. And I'm sure we'll look back on the last 17 years and call this America's bubble economy. And Japan has been in what is technically now can be described as a long-term shallow depression since 1991. And I think America is quite likely to repeat Japan's experience.
So you're saying for the next 17 years, the United States economy will bottom along in a mild depression?
If they don't completely break the monetary rules, and this is what America did during the Great Depression when you had the New Deal coming along, which was really directing the political power in America back towards workers away from firms, but a large part of that actually caused some of the inflation that reduced the debt levels. So America does, when it gets into a serious problem, one thing you can trust Americans to do is break the rules they set beforehand when those rules start to damage them. So I think you may see a political shift in America similar to what happened with the New Deal during the Great Depression. And then, yes, there would be a change of policy and they might get out of it. Japan, on the other hand, has been stuck with exactly the same failed policies for 17 years. At least I have to say I can't say the Americans making the same mistake for the same length of time as Japan has done.
Steve Keen, thanks very much for joining us.
Welcome, Eleanor.
And that's economist Steve Keen from the School of Economics and Finance at the University of Western Sydney.